Oh, Ricky, another excellent 3 points. Great comeback, really, wasn't it? First half, we were a little bit under the cosh, although they probably scored from their first meaningful attack. But second half, we were the better side.
Yeah, I thought first half was a real even affair. Hinged really on sort of three situations. Ben Seymour Shove's chance that he drags, doesn't get a clean strike on it, which was a good opportunity. Then Ollie Snaith's header, which I think he's got to score. And we don't score, and then, like you say, with their first attack, they go and 1-0 up, and I don't feel they deserve to have the lead at the break, but I did feel that we weren't quite on it. We sort of continued in that first half on from where we left off against Biggleswade. I thought it was a little bit sluggish, and I thought too many of the players weren't contributing enough to the team, and we said that at half time. We just stuck it on and we asked the question, you know, are you simply doing enough to help this team perform well enough to get something from the game? And there was probably two or three at that point that were, and the others needed to up it in the second half, and I thought we got the perfect response. I thought second half we were much, much better, much more competitive, much closer to hitching players. We stopped them from having any real momentum. We stopped them from playing at all. And we then started to have a bit more bravery on the ball and started to move it around. And for as well as we played in the second half, it's funny our game, isn't it? We scored 2 goals from set plays. And Bully works endlessly on set plays every single week that they're in. They're going over them, they're changing them up, they're mixing them. So I'm delighted, not only for the team, but I'm delighted for him that we score both from the set plays. Two rehearsed corners. And... you know, I'm just delighted that we managed to get the 3 points, because I'd have, you know, it's horrible going up against teams, you know, at this point in the season when you're playing them twice, and you don't want any team taking 6 points off you. We suffered it last week against Biggleswade, and at half time we were staring that in the face again against Hitchin. So we certainly wanted to take something from the game. We asked the players to improve and be better in the second half, and they stood up and did that, and I'm delighted that they've managed to get the 3 points.
Two very well rehearsed corners, though. We've got some defenders who look very dangerous on corners now, don't they? Ben Jackson knows when to come up with a critical goal.
Yeah,
and Charlie deserved one after thumping the crossbar twice at St Neots the other week.
Yeah, I mean, look, without Danny Kelly as well, you lose a little bit of height in your team, and obviously Sam Cartwright going back to Peterborough, so we've lost 2 6-foot plus players who are good from set plays. So it's making sure that we have well rehearsed ones and those players that know their jobs and ultimately implement them, and then go and be brave and go and attack the ball. And Chaz is great in the air, and Jacko's a threat, and so's Jarvis Wilson. You know, he come back in the team today, he's missed the last few weeks and slotted back in there brilliantly. So credit to him. But look, don't matter where the goals come from, Nige.
They all count.
That is, you know, they're important. But no, I'm really happy. It's a big 3 points. It just keeps us moving in the right direction, keeps getting points on the board, and you know, we've got another massive game now against Howe's on Saturday, which we'll prepare properly for and go up there expecting it to be a real tough game.
Another tough game, without a doubt. You mentioned Danny Kelly out, you mentioned Owen Wallace injured, both of them likely to be back for next week either?
Danny's got a tight hamstring. He'll probably be back in training back end of next week, so could feature. Owen's going to be probably a couple more weeks, obviously with Sam going as well, and young Dylan with his broken ankle. There's 4 players that we're missing from the squad, so we are in talks trying to get a couple more in, and hopefully we'll have those in place ready for next weekend's game against Howe's Owen.
Yeah, will be a tough one, mate. Let's look forward to it.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you very much. Cheers.